Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, sir. It is the sweetest
name I know.
And lift your hands and say it with me.
It's the sweetest
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No.
The power that I feel. Oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
yeah, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name Jesus. As the days go on.
We just thank you for being online tonight, all of y'all that joined with us tonight. We say praise God, amen. Thank you, Jesus, amen. Praise God. I tell you, all the week I've been still talking about the goodness of God. Amen. I just like talking about the goodness of God. The Bible does say the goodness of God leadeth us to repentance. And so praise God. Amen. God is good. We want to talk about the goodness of God. Amen. We don't want to talk about all the wrath of God, but we want to talk about the goodness of God. Lead it deep to repentance. Amen. I'm going to end up talking tonight about, the favor of God, how God gives us favor. You know, there are rewards and there are blessings and things for serving God. And because we serve God, you know, God is with us. And so we want to thank God for being with us and continually say that God is with us of a truth. And then when we come in and talk, we come talk it to the saints of God tonight. Amen. If you're not saved and you're not baptized in Jesus' name, receive the Holy Ghost, then this message won't be for you. But it's so easy for this to be for you is because all you have to do is accept Jesus as your Savior, and then you all the blessings that God has for you, then those blessings belong to you. Romans chapter 8, if you go with me to Romans chapter 8 tonight, this is where I'm going to begin tonight. Romans chapter 8, amen. And somewhere down around verse 28. And I say before the night out, we're just going to be talking about favor, or what favor does, and what God does for you, because you serve Him, and because He's with you. And see, the thing about it, we have to understand that because God is with us, there are special blessings upon us. Amen. We are blessed. We are blessed. And because we are blessed, God's favor rests upon us. And so I thank God for His grace resting upon us and His mercy rests upon us. All because we serve Jesus. Amen. The Bible does say that God delivered us from the wrath to come. That's part of what God does because we have accepted Him as our Savior. Amen. Praise God. Verse 28, if I just like to read it this way. Sometime I'm a little more comfortable. Amen. Verse 28, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose. Amen. It says work together for them that love God. Everything we have to look at, everything that we go through, you have to realize that all the trials, all the troubles that you've been through, God said those things will work together for your good. Amen. We don't know how God works all the time, and sometimes we like to ask God, why? But God says, have faith in God. Have faith in God. When we have faith in God, then after a while, God will show you the why. You don't know the reason right at the time. But even Jesus asked God, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Amen. God doesn't do anything without purpose. So whatever trials, tribulations that you're going through now, realize they're going to work together for you to good. Just have faith in God and believe that God is with you and God is there to keep you and God is there to protect you. And all of these good things come is because God is with you. Amen. So thank God that knowing that they work together. And it's not just working for them. He said the ones who are called according to His person. Amen. So realize that you've been chosen of God. You've been called and you've been chosen. Amen. It's a good thing to know that God chose you out of all the other peoples in the world that is not saved. who have not accepted Jesus, but God chose you. Amen. Man of God, woman of God, God chose you. And that's the reason to rejoice, because it was something that he didn't have to do, but God did that because he loved you. And then sometimes you said, out of all the people that's in the world, he picked you out and he chose you. So realize this is not a mishap. It's not a mistake that where you are now, amen, God chose you for this time. And whatever it is that you got, say you was predestined before the foundation of the world. So God chose you even before you got here. Oh, praise God. Thank God for choosing me even before I got here. Amen. Even when I was unsaved, amen, God still was working with me. He was still bringing me. Amen. Out of all the trouble I went through, God brought me, still drew me into his kingdom. And we need to praise God for drawing us into his kingdom, amen. And all the things that I went through, amen, God was just trying to get me, amen, to come to him. And you got to realize some of your troubles and some of your trials while you was unsaved, those troubles and trials was there to draw you unto God, and you was chosen, amen. And then whatever way God has to use to get you into his kingdom, then God allows those things to take place to drive you unto himself. Amen. He didn't just choose you for nobody else. One thing, when God chooses somebody, he chooses them for keeps. Amen. So you don't have to worry about God forsaking you or leaving you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll be with you even to the end of this age. So it's working together for the good. That for whom he did know, he also did predestinate. Predestinate means I've been chosen. He was chosen beforehand. Predestined, amen. Predetermined beforehand. Before you did any good or evil, God has already chose you before the foundation of the world. Your life was predetermined before you got here. Somebody said, well, I don't know about that. Well, yeah, well, you go back to Jeremiah chapter 1. God said before you was in your belly womb, I knew you. And so God knew you even before you got here. He knew what you was going to do. He knew how you was going to act. He knew what you wasn't going to do. He knew how you was going to do it. God knew everything about you. And God knows so much about us. I believe the Bible says he even knows the hairs on your head. Now, if you're bald-headed, I don't know what to say. You might not have no hair on your head, but God chose you even when you didn't have no hair on your head. He knew all the strands you had in the beginning, and he's going to know everything in the end. So you was predestined, amen, amen, to be conformed to the image of his son. Now, that's a blessing right there, being predestined to be conformed. Yeah, that's the purpose, one of the purposes and reason that God sent his word. He sent his word to conform you unto his image. And that's that to be made like God. That's the whole thing. God wants to make us like himself. You might not think very much about that, but that's a high calling for God wants to make you like himself. You realize you've been called to a high calling to be made like God himself? Amen. Praise God. God always wanted to be in man, and because he always wanted to be in man, he chose man, amen, to be conformed to his image. And so you should praise God that, amen, you're being conformed right now. You're being changed, amen. And a lot of time in order to change, we realize that in order for something to change, sometimes it has to go through some fire, amen. So realize that you experienced the fire in your life. Amen. He has to allow you to go through the fire. He has to allow you to go through all the trouble, through all the trials. Why? We're still asking God, why? But you have to realize he's molding and he's making you and shaping you. Anytime something's going to be molded, it's going to be shaped. Amen. You realize it's got to be heated sometimes. You know, if you take some hard iron sometimes, you have to heat it up and mold it so that God can shape you into his image. The only thing we have to do is yield to God. Yield to the word of God, because God is trying to get rid of the old man,
yeah,
so that the new man can come forth. Amen. He's trying to get you to get rid of your pride. You know, that's one of the greatest enemies of God is pride. Amen. And because we have pride, amen, Amen. God has to get rid of your pride. So God has to let you have experience in things. The reason you experience things, God brings you to a place of something that you can't do for yourself. When you can't do it for yourself, amen, then you know if nobody else can do that thing, then you give glory to God because what? God is making it for you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So whom he called, whom they justify. Now, somebody might want to know, what does the word justify mean? To be justified means to be made right with. That God did this to make you right unto himself, amen. Not to somebody else, but he justified you, amen. In other words, when you have justice, it's been served, it's just like you didn't do it. So he justified you. It is God that justifies. It is God that raises up. It's God that cleans you up. And then if we're going to live for God, God fixed it where you could live for him, and he gave you the power of the Holy Ghost to do it. Amen. And whom he justified, he said he glorified. Amen. And then he says, verse 31, says, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Isn't that something? God is for me, amen. And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. Amen. God is more than the devil that come against you. God is more than sickness and disease and all those things that come against it. God is greater than any problem, any situation in your life. I'm trying to say God is for you tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God was for you before you got saved, and God is for you after you got saved. So praise God that he's been for us even from the beginning, because if God wasn't for you before you got saved, you wouldn't be where you are now. Amen. The reason you get up and give thanks to God every morning is because God did. You know, God brought you to where you are. You know you didn't make it here by yourself. It could have went anyway. It could have went the other way. Amen. You could have been dead. Something could have happened to you. But God saved you for a time as this, and God is going to glorify you in the end. Praise God. Amen. And so who can be us? If God be for us, who can be against us? And this is the blessing that we have from God. Amen. Amen. Verse 32 said, He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. Praise God. Look what God did for us. Amen. He spared not his only son, but delivered him up for us. I mean, he could have delivered us up, but God saved it. But God did it and saved us. Amen. For himself, and gave up Jesus, died on the cross for us, shed his blood. Amen. Was beat. Amen. Thorns put in his head, nails in his hand, nails in his feet. He went through all of that just for you, because you was predestined to be one of God's children. And so God is for you. Amen. And he didn't wait till you got saved to do this. God did it before you got saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You wouldn't be saved now if God hadn't did it beforehand. So God did all these things beforehand so that you can be saved now in the end. So what we say, he gave up Jesus for us. But how shall him not freely give us all things? I mean, if God did all this, if God did this for Jesus, do you not believe right now that he won't give you all the things that he says he's going to give you? Amen. Jesus' death was proof that God gave up Jesus, and he gave it up for us so that, do you think he's going to hold something back from you now? I'm trying to say God won't hold anything from you. For all of those that walk upright, that's what God bless you. Amen. Amen. You can walk upright if you desire to walk upright. God did this for you. And it's not what we did for God. A lot of times we like to evaluate what we did for God, but no, God did this for you. Amen. And that's where we praise God, because we know what God did for us. Amen. He died for me. Amen. Amen. Most men wouldn't die for you, but God sent his son. He died for us. Amen. Praise God. And listen at this, what it says. Amen. Who shall give anything to the charge of God elect? Who's going to charge you with something that God has cleared you of? Nobody can charge you with anything that God has cleared you of. God has cleared you of sin. He's cleared you of guilt. He died, amen. He took away your iniquities. God did all this for you. And then we ought to love God because of what he did for us. And see, the reason God talks about all the good things that he did for you, because God wants you to love him even as he loved you. That's why it says, for God so loved the world, he gave his son. Amen. He gave his son because of love. And because God loved us, and he said, we ought to love one another. Amen. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Amen. Of God. I want to talk about the goodness of God, but we're going to talk about God's favor. You know, when we serve God, there are blessings in serving God. And I don't know why anyone tonight wouldn't want to serve God. Amen. Because of what he did for you. So who's going to lay anything to God's charge, to God's elect? Now, being elect again means you've been chosen again. You've been chosen to be saved. Don't think you just got saved on your own. God loves you. And because God loves you, why don't you love him back? Amen. Love him back for loving you. This is something he didn't have to do, but he did for us anyway because he loved us. Amen. And if God loves me, that means God is for me. Amen. God is for me. I like to keep iterating. God is for me. Amen. And there are blessings because of God loves me. Because I accepted Jesus as Savior. Now, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior, then if you won't get in this blessing plan, there's a blessing plan for those who serve God. Amen. I don't know who you are. Amen. We need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. We need to receive the Holy Ghost. And it hurts my heart so much, amen, to see people lacking the Holy Ghost. They've done something, but they lack in the Holy Ghost. Because, you see, you need the Holy Ghost, amen. You need the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost gives you the power to be resurrected. If you don't have no life in you when you're resurrected, how's you going to get up? And if God did this so you can get up, why don't we just accept Jesus as Savior tonight, amen, and realize that he's for you. He's just not for some people. He died for the whole world. We know the whole world ain't going to be saved because everybody's not going to accept Jesus. But you that accepted Jesus, amen, he died for you, amen. And you ought to love him because of the death, burial, and resurrection that he went through for you so that you can be saved. And that's why God is for you. Amen. That is why God is for you. Amen. And so he said, if God cleansed you, if God has cleansed you, who's going to make you dirty? Amen. If God has cleansed you and God has washed you, I'm saying who? I'm not saying what you can't do, but I'm saying who else? Can anyone else? Can the devil do anything to you? Can the devil stop you from succeeding? Can the devil stop you from being blessed? The devil can't stop you from doing anything. The only somebody that can keep you out of heaven now is you yourself. Nobody else can do it. The devil can't stop you now. The devil let Jesus get away. Being that Jesus got away, he can't stop you now, amen, from being saved. He can't stop you from making it into heaven. Only you can stand in the way to stop yourself from getting there by living in sin. Amen. Praise God. And so nobody can charge you with any crime, amen, that God has freed you from. And that's a good thing. Nobody can charge you with any crime that God has freed you from because he said you are his elect. And he said, who shall lay any charge to one of God's elect? Nobody can do that. Ain't no man, no preacher, no bishop. No deacon or anyone can stop you down. Only you can stop yourself. Nobody else can get in your way. Because he's asking, who can lay charge? In other words, laying a charge, you know, the Bible talks about the devil being accused of the brothers. In other words, the devil accused you day and night before God. all the things that you're doing, he's trying to charge you with something. But God said, no man can lay a charge to God's elect. Now, I don't know how somebody else do it, but I'm just listening to what the words say. How are you going to be charging me with something that God said? It says, no man. Is that what it says in your Bible tonight? Amen. Somebody else read that verse 13 to see. What does that say? Anyone got the Bible tonight? Amen. Well, nobody said nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. Who can lay any charge to God's elect? It is God that justifies. And listen to this. Who is he that condemns? I mean, who can be condemning you? Nobody can condemn you. If God said that it's clean, and that's what God told Peter, don't call that unclean, that which I have cleansed. And if God said, told Peter, don't call that unclean what he has cleansed, if God has cleansed you and God has washed you in the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, there's nobody that can condemn you. Stop letting people condemn you, amen. Praise God. Especially if you're walking upright. Now, sin will condemn you. You walking in sin, it'll condemn you. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, is risen again, and even on the right hand of God, who also make intercession for us. And so it says, what? Make an intercession means that he's your go-between. Amen. The Holy Spirit is your go-between. And that's the Spirit of God. That's the Spirit of Christ. Amen. It's your go-between. Make an intercession. In other words, if somebody's standing in your stead praying for you and interceding on your behalf so that you can be made right with God. Praise God. Is that a good thing that the Holy Ghost is working with you? Amen. Psalms 103. We talked about it. Amen. Psalms 103. Amen. Is anybody else on tonight? Amen. Let me look and see. Who's on here tonight? Amen. Praise God, because everybody's so quiet. Yeah, everybody's so quiet. Amen. Praise God. I'm just saying God is for you. Amen. If God be for you, be more than the whole world against you. I'm just trying to show how God is for you. Amen. All the things that he did for you to show that he was for you, so you wouldn't have no reason to doubt that God is not for you. Because sometimes people think, well, God ain't with me, God ain't with me, God is with you. God is always with you. Amen. Praise God. There's no place you can go to get away from God's presence. And so no matter where you go, God's presence is there. God is present. Amen. Because he's present, he lets you know God is for you. And so God is more for you than sickness, disease, amen, demons, whatever it is that come against you. Because God is for you, amen, you can overcome all things. I'm trying to tell you, there's nothing you can't overcome in God, with God. What the Bible says, with God all things are possible, amen. Psalms 103, amen. Psalms 103. Amen, listen at the Bible now. Blessed be the God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Psalm 103, verse 1. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Praise God. Amen. Because you came a servant of God, you got the benefits now. Amen. It's almost like when you go on your job, the first thing you're looking for benefits. Amen. Sometimes the pay might be good, but you still want the benefit. You want insurance, and you want 401k, and all those different benefits that the job gives you for working for them. But God got benefits also, amen, for serving him. And because he's with you, he gives those benefits for you being one of his children. Amen. So thank God that I'm one of his children. He gives me benefits. I'm blessed Well, you say, I'm blessed going in. I'm blessed coming out. I'm blessed in the storehouse. Amen. My children are blessed. Everything about me is blessed because that's part of the benefits. Amen. Everybody wants benefits. These are the benefits for serving God because he's with you. Amen. And he said, you know, when you got benefits, amen, he said, who can forgive all thy iniquities? Now, everything you've done, God will forgive you for it. He forgive you. How many? He forgive it all your iniquities. That's what he says, amen. I don't know why God would tell us he forgives us of everything if God didn't forgive us of everything. Say, I've been forgiven. Amen. Just say, I've been forgiven, amen. Praise God. Amen. All my sins of the past, I've been forgiven, amen. And not only sins of the past, it has to be sins of the future, too. He has to forgive me. Because if he don't forgive me for my sins of the future, I may as well just hang my head up, amen, and go and have me a good time and go to hell and go to hell having a good time, amen, if he don't forgive me of all my iniquities, amen. And so we got to trust God that God forgive. If you backslid, amen, God said, I'll forgive you. Amen. I'm married to the backslider, amen. I'm still there holding my hand out, edging you on, telling you, come on back, turn around, come on back to me, come on back and be saved, come on back and serve me. I'm still with you, I'm with you, Israel, your backslider and help for you, come on back to me. I mean, that's where it is, amen. All God wants you to do is turn around. All God wants you to come back and admit your sin and confess your sin because he's with you, amen. Hallelujah. Look at the benefits, amen. And heal it all by disease. Amen. God is a healer. And the saints of God is supposed to experience healing. Amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible said he won't withhold Isaiah 55. He won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. And the thing, the question comes tonight to ask, are you walking upright? Are you doing all the things that you know to do, know you're supposed to be doing? That is the question that comes to all of the saints. Are you doing what you know is right? Amen. Amen. If you didn't know it was right, well, if you're doing something wrong and didn't know it was wrong, your conscience won't hold you guilty for something you didn't know. But for the thing that you know and the thing that's been explained to you and showed you what is right, you're going to be held accountable for those things that you heard, amen. If you know you're supposed to be baptized in Jesus' name and you don't want to do it, you're going to be held accountable for that, amen. If you haven't sought the Holy Ghost and you know that he is a Holy Ghost now, and you decide that you don't want the Holy Ghost, you're going to be held accountable for that. And when you come up before the door of the heavenly gate, God is going to ask you, did you ever hear about being baptized in my name? You're going to say, yes, Lord. Did you ever hear about there was a Holy Spirit? Well, yes, Lord. Then what is going to be your excuse? What's going to be your excuse for not accepting the thing that God gives as a free gift? See, salvation is the free gift. The Holy Spirit is a free gift. God gives you that, amen, because he put life on the inside. Because if you're going to be resurrected from the dead, you're going to have life on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost gives life. The Holy Ghost quickens the dead. And then if there's nothing in you to quicken you, if you don't die right, you ain't going to get up right. Amen. And if you haven't done that today and accepted God's love that he bestowed upon the cross for you, you can miss heaven. You can miss heaven. And you won't miss heaven because God didn't make a way for you. You'll miss heaven because you would accept the way that he gave. So you're in denial. So many of us in denial about God's spirit. Amen. We're just in denial. We don't want it. We don't need it. And if I got to do that, I'll just die and go to hell. Well, go to hell then, if that's where you want to go. If you want to be so rebellious and against the God's word and not do what God asks you to do, then go to hell then. For salvation is a benefit that God gives you. For every man that comes to Jesus, salvation is a benefit. Being saved is a benefit from God. Amen. It is something God gives you freely. It don't cost nothing. It's free. It's a free gift. Amen. And if you don't accept a free gift from God and he's trying to give you something and you want to refuse it, then that's your fault. It's not God's fault. God, the Bible said, I set before you life and death, good and evil. You got to make a choice of what you want to do. Amen. I wouldn't wait till I got too old, amen, to do it. Need to do it now. Tomorrow ain't promised to you, amen, because it's a benefit. Salvation is your benefit. I don't know why people so many times, I talked about this before, and I said, people will sacrifice so many things. They won't do this, and they won't eat pork, and they keep the Sabbath, and they just sacrifice. But God don't want all your sacrifice. God wants your life. And if you think your life now is important, what about the life to come? If only in this life we have hope, we're going to be miserable people. And you don't have to walk around miserable today, because God's salvation is freely given. It's a benefit. Amen. It said, don't forget about the benefit. The benefits of healing, all your disease. He redeems. He redeems your, when you said redeem, that means he purchased you. He purchased. He purchased you. He bought you. Amen. It's just like having, when something's been redeemed, it means it's been bought. Now he wants no ownership of what he has purchased. Amen. He has purchased your life. You don't belong to yourself now. You belong to God. Amen. I thank God that I belong to God. Amen. Praise God. I belong to God. He redeemed your life from destruction. It means that he won't let nothing happen to you. Amen. A lot of times we think, well, I'm going to die. Well, Paul said to die is gain. You're not losing nothing when you die. He said you're gaining something. Amen. Amen. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. And so that should be no problem. Well, I lose my life. But what does it profit you to gain everything in this life and then lose your soul? What's more important than your soul? When God said, I give you a benefit of salvation tonight. That if you decide that you want it and decide to go ahead, who healed all the disease, who redeemed our life from destruction, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. In other words, you've been dealing with your desires. You see, when your mouth is satisfied, if your mouth is where you crave things. You know, some of us got different kind of cravings in our life. He said, he'll satisfy you. Amen. He don't pacify you, but he'll satisfy you. Amen. And I know somebody said one day, coke is the real thing, amen. But God is the real thing, amen. He give you something. He satisfies. He don't pacify. He satisfies. So a lot of your cravings and things that we have, for sin and lust and all of those things, he said, I'll satisfy you. Now, that's part of the benefits. Amen. That shows that God is for you. He satisfies your life with good things. A lot of times we think because we go through things, well, that's God's corrections. You know, a father corrects his children. They said, a man that won't correct his child, hate him. God don't hate you. He's for you, amen. Because he's for you, he's going to correct you. So if you're going through some trials, you're going through some trouble right now, that's just God's correction. He's trying to give you time to get it right. Sometimes God talk to you with pains on your bed some night at night, amen, you're having some pain now. That's just God trying to get you to turn. That's just God trying to draw you to him. Because if you got something you can't get rid of, the only place the only person you can turn to, you got to turn to God. You got something going on in your life, you can't do anything about it yourself. Why don't we just cry out to God and ask God, amen, to raise me up, Lord, raise me up, Lord. Raise me up, Lord. Heal my body, Lord. Move these pains because I can't move them myself, Lord. Remove these things from me, Lord. Because if you're serving God, he said, that's a benefit. Remember, healing is a benefit. But if we don't ask God to do it, how is God going to do it for you if we don't ask him to do it? Sometimes we use the old phrase, we have not because what? We ask not. Amen. Because God knows it is his goodness that leads you to repentance. That is why he's trying to show you how good I am. This is how good I am. I will do this for you, honey. I'll do this for you, young man, young woman. I'll do it for you because I love you. Amen. Because I'm with you. Amen. I don't want you going through the pain and trouble by yourself. You know what? You know how it is sometimes when you're in the house by yourself, and sometimes all we need is a baby in the house, and we feel more comfortable because the baby is with us. And then you ask yourself, well, what can that baby do? There's nothing the baby can do to help me. But we feel more comfortable because somebody's with us. I don't know why we can't feel comfortable tonight, because God is with you, and you know God is with you. Just because you can't see him don't mean he's not there. This is why we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We believe what the words say. If the words say God is with me, God is always with me. He never leave me and never forsake me. Amen. I can't see God, but I know he's there because his word said he's there. And that's why you need to feel safe, not to be in fear, not to be in doubt, not to be in unbelief. Amen. But you need to have faith in God. He's with you. He's with you when you're sick. Amen. Praise God. He's with you when you're going through oppression. He's with you. He's always with you. And all he said, that call unto me, and I will answer you. Call unto me, and I will answer you. God said, ask and what? It shall be given. If we knock, the door will be open to us. If we seek, we'll find. All it is just a call on God. Amen. Toll free. Amen. You don't even have to place a surcharge. Toll free number that we can call on God in the midnight hour. It don't matter. It's not too early. It's not too late. That whenever we call on God, then God guarantees these benefits and say, Lord, where is the benefits that you promised me of my healing, Lord? Where is the benefit you promised me of redemption? That's all we have to do, because what? God is with you, child of God. Stop being afraid. It's going to be all right. I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Somebody sing that song. I got that feeling. It's going to be, I know it's going to be all right, because God's word said it's going to be all right. And God can't lie. And if God can't lie, he swore by himself, that Hebrews said, because there was nobody greater than God. We need God. We need God in our life. And we ought to be tired of being empty, just looking for something, just looking for something, and don't know what you're looking for. You're never satisfied. You always got to do something. You got to be doing this. You got to be doing that. No satisfaction. He just promised right above that, I will satisfy your mouth with good things. I'll satisfy your desire. Most of us, most of the time, we're looking for things, and we don't know what we're looking for. You know, when you're restless, you sit at home at night. You know how people sit at home at night? They just can't sit still. They got to go sin. They can be sitting at home. They got to get out the car. They got to go sin. I got to go do something. Sin. I got to go do something wrong. I got to go do something I know that I shouldn't be doing, but I'm going to do it anyway because I get satisfied out of this. I get satisfaction out of sin. When are we going to turn our life around and give it to God and start receiving these benefits? Well, I thank God for my benefits. Amen. God has been with me, amen, ever since I was born. God has been with me. I can look back and see so many things that I've been through, so many foolish and crazy stuff that I did, but I know if God hadn't been with me, I wouldn't be here now. Hallelujah. It was God that brought me over. It was God that changed my life. It's God that satisfied me. A lot of things I used to want to do, I don't want to do no more, because what? God was with me, and he changed me. And he satisfied me, so I don't need to do that now. It's because I have found my satisfaction in God. And that was part of the benefit that he promised me, amen, that he would do, amen. Praise God. The benefits that belong to God. That's what David was talking about here. All the benefits, amen, amen. Satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like an eagle. Amen. And see, one thing about when we talk about our youth being renewed like an eagle, the They say that an eagle goes into the rock. Amen. And Jesus is our rock. And when an eagle become old, he goes into the rock and he hides himself. Amen. Praise God. Hide himself in the clefts of the rock. And Jesus says, you can hide yourself in me until you get it together. Come on, hide yourself in me until you get it together. Come on, hide yourself, amen, from your enemy. Come on, hide yourself from your problems for a while, amen, until I renew you again, amen. Amen. And so when the eagle goes into the rock, he picks off all of his feathers. He just stripped himself bare, whether he's naked. And the only protection he got while he's naked is the rock. See, we need to get naked before God tonight. Being naked before God, I'm going to drop all of my fleshly activity, all of my fleshly doing. I'm going to get naked before God. I'm going to tell God all about my problem. I'm going to tell God all about my situation, amen. I'm going to tell God how I am and how I know I am. I'm going to strip myself naked before God. I'm going to let it all hang out, amen. I'm going to tell God even about the problems I had in my youth. Well, Lord, you know I went this when I was young, amen. We heard the testimony of some people today, and I said, Lord, have mercy. I haven't been through nothing. Amen. Had a young lady today. She stripped herself naked today. She told about all the things she had experienced in her life. Amen. And she said, I haven't told nobody this before, but I'm telling you today. Amen. Young woman, older woman, now, she was raped when she was, let's see. She was raped when she was 7 years old by a 12-year-old. She was raped when she was seven. She was raped, molested, she called it molested. But she was raped at 13 years old. Amen. Her mama turned her back on her. All of her sisters turned their back on her. She became promiscuous. Amen. She got out because nobody seemed to love her at home. A pimp came and got her. She pimped herself. He allowed her to pimp her at about 14 or 15 years old, amen. Praise God. And from all of that, she was hurt. She was bitter on the inside, amen. And because she was bitter and hurt, you know, she had hatred in her heart. She got into demonic activity, amen. She started, what do they call that when they, Jesus, I'm trying to think what she called it, amen. Where you sit there and chant all these things. And all of a sudden, the spirit comes in and lifts you up and all that. She got into all kind of things that she got into. And then finally, she heard the word of God, that God loved her and God was with her. And then she drew unto God and God drew her into him. And all of a sudden, amen, she started coming out of all that witchcraft and stuff that she was in. Amen. Almost died when she was a baby. You see, you don't know what people are going through, but I'm here to tell you tonight, God is with you, amen. If God brought her to that stuff there, how much so would God bring you through right now, amen? Sometimes we just need to confess. I believe Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, amen, said we overcome. We overcome these things by the word of our testimony. In other words, sometimes you just got to talk about this stuff. To get rid of your pain, to get rid of your hurt and all the things. You thought you was hated, amen. You thought your mama hated you. You thought your daddy hated you. And he was bitter and all kind of things because you thought all of those things. But God said, I got some benefit from you, amen. I'll relieve you all your guilt. I'll relieve you all your pain because these are my benefits, amen, that I give you. If you have any need of anything, I can supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. I'll do it, God said. And you need a release tonight. You need a release tonight. You need to release those things. Release those things that forgive those people that did those things to you. Let it go. Don't hold on to those things. Those things are what's keeping you down, amen. You're always oppressed. You're almost depressed all the time. But God's benefit is that he brings deliverance to every soul that calls upon his name. I thank God that he's with me, amen. He released me of some things that I was holding on to because I realized I had some benefits in God. I realized I can call on his name, amen, and he will answer me, and amen, he'll deliver me, Amen. He has showed me his salvation. And so I thank God that I was able to do that because, amen. Because if I had held on to those things on my own and tried to deal with them myself, I would have never got deliverance. And so God, I'm trying to say tonight, God is with you right now. Whether you're saved or unsaved, he's with you right now to save you. And then if you're saved, he's with you to deliver you right now. All you got to do is realize I got some benefits in God. And because of my benefits, amen, I'm going to call on God and reap some of my benefits. Hallelujah. Praise God. Genesis chapter 39, I believe I want. I just want to show you when God is with you, amen. Praise God. Somebody probably has experienced some of these benefits in God. And sometimes people might not like to talk about it, but some people have experienced some of these benefits. I know I've been benefited about that. Amen. God was with me. Amen. Amen. Thank God, even from my young age. Amen. God was with me. Amen. Praise God. I thank God when I didn't have nowhere to go. Amen. Didn't have no job. Amen. Out by myself. Amen. Come home from Kentucky. Didn't have no job at the time. And I had somebody came by the house and said, well, why don't you come on, go home, live with me? Praise God. That was favor, amen. Because they probably wouldn't have did that for nobody else. But see, God was with me then, and I wasn't even saved. God was leading me somewhere, amen. He was leading me somewhere that I could just make things better. So thank God for the people who came by and said, come on, go home with me. Took care of me for 7 years, amen, just like I was their child. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Y'all excuse me a moment, amen. Y'all excuse me a moment. Praise God. See, we don't realize how good God is sometimes, you know, if you've never been in no trouble. And nobody come by to pick you up. But even when you ain't saved, God sends somebody by to lift you up. And they might not even know what they did themselves, but see, that was the problem. That was the benefit that God had for me, that somebody knew what I needed. And knew I needed some help. They knew I needed some help, so God sent some help, amen, to get me where I probably wouldn't be where I am now if God hadn't been with me, if God hadn't sent somebody in my life to help me. And I want to thank those people. If y'all on the line tonight, I just want to thank y'all. I want to thank y'all. Amen. For being there for me when I had a need. And see, I recognize right there, looking at that, it shows that God is with me. God has been helping me all the way along. Amen. All down through the line, he's been there helping me. Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 9. Let's look at when God is with you. Amen. Praise God. Genesis 39 and 20. We talking just take a look at people who God was with them, amen. Just trying to show you some of the benefits for serving God, amen. Amen. Some of the benefits, amen. Praise God. Could have been dead, but God was with me. Amen. Praise God. I almost got ran over by the tractor one time. They had some oil on the clutch, and the feet slipped off the clutch, and I fell off the tractor. Amen. And the tractor was backing up. And it just so happened, it backed up on the thing of the hay cutter that I was cutting with. And the tractor just spun right there till I was able to get up and get back on the tractor.
God was with me.
It hadn't been for that.
Yeah,
let me know that God was with me. I was a young boy then, about 13 years old. That's when it happened. 13 years old. Amen. When that happened, I'm driving the tractor out in the field. Nobody out there but me by myself. I'm out there cutting hay all by myself. And my foot slipped off there, and I slipped off there. And if that tractor hadn't hit the little whatever that was, and it just spinned, the wheel just spinned on that thing until I was able to get up. You see, I want to tell you, God, I know God's with me. Amen. God been with me all the time. So even when I wasn't saved, you can't tell me God wasn't with me. Amen. I know I would be dead now. But he kept me. He kept me. Hallelujah. Watching over me. Even before I came to him, he was still watching over me. I know people like to say that, but I'm saying if you're unsaved tonight, the reason you're still alive is because God is with you. Amen. Genesis 39 and 20, verse 20. This is what it says here. And Joseph, master, took him and put him into prison. I don't know if that's a good place to be. Amen. Somebody lied on him. He got put in prison. You know, a lot of people in prison today, God lied on them, but even in the prison, God will still be with you, even in the prison. A place where the king prisoners was bound, and he was there in the prison, but the Lord was with Joseph. Come on, somebody, amen. I'm trying to say, if God be for you, no matter where you are, what condition you in, even in the prison, the Bible here says, but God was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Come on, I said, God will show you some mercy no matter where you are today, where you are in life, your old age, your young age, your middle age, wherever you are in life today, if you know God is with you, and if you see God with Joseph, amen, he'll be with you, amen. And because God gave us his word here so that we can see and understand and know that as he was with Joseph, so will he be with us. God has no respect to a person. And whatever God did for Joseph, these were some benefits. When God is with you, amen, praise God. He'll raise you up no matter where you are. Amen. No matter where you are, he'll raise you up. Look, Joseph's in prison. I call it a low place to be in prison. Amen. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor. Amen. Praise God. Part of the benefits of God is God will give you favor. God will give you favor with people. People will like you and don't know why they like you. People will do things for you and don't know why they're doing it, but that's favor. See, you might not have recognized it, but that was favor. You see, I had some favor on my life that people like me. And they didn't know why they liked me, but that was God was with me. When you got favor, see, that's why you got to walk in the favor of God, because that's the benefit. Favor. Amen. I think there was somebody on the line that was some time back. I talked about favor, and they said they thought about what I had said about favor. They wanted a house. They was living in an apartment. And being that they wanted a house and was living in an apartment, they thought about God will give them favor. You know, sometimes you might think you don't have enough, but when you got favor, God will cause your favor to be enough. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And then she went to this place and got this house because God was with her. Hallelujah. Praise God. God granted favor to her and she got the house. Maybe all the qualifications weren't there, but it was favor that there. And then if you're a saint of God today, no matter where you are today, no matter what you're trying to do, you got to recognize that I got favor. I'm going to apply for this because God would grant me favor. Amen. See, that's part of the benefits. You should always tell yourself, I got favor. Not only have favor, I got favor with God and I got favor with man. You see, when you serve God, part of the benefit, God will give you favor with people. Amen. And being that you have favor with people, favor can get you some places that money can't get you. when God is with you. Amen. And so step out on God's favor. Now, some things you've been wanting to do, step out and do it. And tell yourself, God is with me. He's granted me favor. And so when I go and do this, I'm going to have favor with the banker. Amen. He's going to let me have this loan that I didn't think I could get, but I got favor. Amen. Praise God. You see, if you know you got favor, the Bible says we got to act out in faith. If I know I got favor with God, then I'm going to act in faith on that favor and watch favor work for you. Amen. I tell you, favor will work. God will work for you, amen, because that's part of his benefit. But a lot of times we sit back and take no for the answer and not realize that you got favor. God granted you favor, amen. Praise God. Part of the benefits, amen. Favor, amen. Hallelujah. I thought about I had a brother in the church in Dale Hart, Texas. He was a Hispanic brother. Had about, let's see, one, two, three, had about seven kids. And he was the lowest paid guy in the church. The lowest paid guy in the church. He was working like 80 hours a week. And back in that time, out of 80 hours a week, he was making, what, $240? 80 hours a week. But he gave, but the truth of it, he gave more, he paid more tithes and blessed the church more than anybody else. But he realized it. And I talked about this same subject of favor one Sunday morning, and he and his wife said, well, I got favor with God. He was broke. He went out looking for him a house. I came back that Tuesday night, Pastor Page, yes, we found the house. You did? Yes. We found the house we like. Amen. A three-bedroom and got another room back on it, and a garage and two bathrooms and all of that. We went by and saw this house, and we saw this house, and we called the lady, the number on the phone there, and we called that lady. And when we called the lady, and she came down and showed us the house, and the lady said, I don't know why I'm going to do this, but I tell you what. I was going to sell this house to somebody else. But for some reason, I'm going to sell it to you. And I tell you something else. I'm not even going to, you just start making $350 a month payment on it. I'm not even going to charge you interest. And this house is only $27,000. Hallelujah. See, God's favor was on that brother life because he didn't mind giving. He didn't mind sowing. He didn't mind paying tithe. He never go around fussing. Some of the people was making big money at the time. They weren't giving much. They was giving, but they wasn't giving much. They was holding on to there, but his ties were there every Sunday. I could depend on that brother to do anything that I asked him to do. But God's favor was on his life. God was with that brother. And because God was with that brother, he got him and his wife got that house, and they're still in it today because of God's favor. You see, when you know God is with you, you got favor. Amen. Praise God. When you go to the bank, amen, your credit might not be 100%, but when you know you're walking in favor, God will bless you because that's part of the benefit. Amen. How many of you know you got favor today? Amen. Praise God. That the people are doing things and do things for you, not because of who you are, but because God has favor on your life. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also, and we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God, and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Whatever it is that you've been trying to do, step on out and do it. Just say, God's favor is on my life. I know I don't have enough, but God's favor on my life. God said, you know, if I don't have enough, he'll make up the difference. Amen. The Bible says we all fall short of the glory of God. Amen. But you can step out on faith. Amen. And faith will grant you favor. If you step out in the faith of God, the favor, you know that the favor of God is on your life, there won't be anything that you can't do if you just step out on faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. I can't see favor. I can't see it. But God says I got it. And because I know that I have it, then I'm going to step out in faith on God because I know I got it. That's what faith is all about. Let's talk about what favor is tonight. I just have to look up the definition of favor so that you can know and I can know what I'm talking about. Amen. Favor means to be preferred. Amen. In other words, above the rest. You see, you've been preferred when I read back in the book of Romans that God predestined you and he chose you, amen. That means you were preferred above everybody else. So that means God's favor was on your life. The reason you saved today, because God preferred you over somebody else. You ought to realize that you got some favor. See, I got some favor in my life. Amen. I can't hear y'all.
You got the phone on mute.
Who phone? My phone on mute?
Yeah, I was trying to get to you, but you never heard me.
No, my phone ain't on mute. Must be your phone on mute.
No, we talking now. You can hear me. I can hear you now.
Yeah, I haven't been nothing to my phone. My phone's still been on. But go ahead, okay. Brother Brian. Go ahead, Brother Brian.
That's it. You know, I just said when you favor. That means when you give somebody, do a favor to somebody, you don't expect nothing back. You know, that is out of the goodness of your heart. You don't believe in nothing back. When you give out a favor, you know, that's your goodness. You know?
Amen.
As you were talking tonight about, you know, God knew us all before we were born, before we were out in space, wherever we were, God knew who we were. You know, so when we got here on God's earth, now, God had never stepped in your business for whatever you want to do. Now, God, he was with you. Like you said, but the stuff that you happened to you, just about happened to me, because I was doing some of the crazy stuff that anybody could do. But God was right there with me. But
come on, man.
He said, I'll stand at your door and knock. Now, don't you have to God? God, you had to go to him, seek him before he seek you? And that was the question. Read Isaiah 55 and 6 and explain that to me. You know, you got to go to him. God let you have your way. God, the door is open. But you always got to go seek him. And he seeks him, then he is already.
Amen. Amen. To have favor means to approve someone more than others. To approve of someone more than others. That's what favor is, to approve of someone more than others. So you know you got favor because God approved of you, amen. Praise God. See, he approved of you more than others, so that's favor. So you got to realize, I must have favor because if I didn't have favor, amen, I wouldn't be here right now, amen. I know I got favor, amen, because all the things that I've been through and all the things that I've done, it must have been favor. Amen. Praise God. Other people didn't have a job, but you had a job. That was favor, amen. Praise God. A lot of things we can look up, we'd be able to see God's goodness, amen, that he's done for us, amen. And so that is the good thing, amen, that you realize you got favor. And being that you're already saved, amen, praise God, you've already called upon his name, you're already baptized, you're already filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. If you're already walking upright, then I'm talking about you that's already saved, you're already walking in favor right now, praise God. Favor means that even when you pray, God will answer your prayer because he got favor, amen. If there's somebody else's prayer, he might not answer. So you got to always realize your prayers will be answered because of God's favor on your life. What you ask him for, God will grant it because favor. Amen. Favor means also, amen, favor means to show approval or preference for, to give someone something they don't deserve.
Oh,
favor, amen. And all of us need to realize you got favor. Start saying that about yourself. I got favor. And I walk in favor, amen. But when you're walking in favor, you're walking in truth, amen. Truth makes you free, amen. All the things that's holding you down, amen. God release you of those things because of his favor on your life. So stop thinking that God won't answer your prayers. God would answer everybody's prayer. Call unto me and I'll answer you, amen. Call and I'll answer. That's favor. To see, everybody who got saved, God's favor was on their life. They accomplished so many things because of favor. So Joseph had favor. And because Joseph had favor, even though he was a prisoner, he had favor being a prisoner. And most of the time, that's the place they don't like you at. When you get in prison, they treat you like a dog, and they beat you and kick you around, and they do everything to you. But when you got favor in your life, even if you're in jail, God will grant you favor. He'll grant favor to all of those who walk upright. Amen. But the Lord was, verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Now look at what's being granted to this man. When you got favor and God knows that you're a leader, no matter where you go, nobody's going to stop you from being a leader. See, leaders. See, God created leaders, people who are leaders, amen. And nobody will stop you from being able to prosper, no matter where you are. As God was with Joseph, God is with you today, amen. And not only that, the people in the New Testament is in a greater way closer to God than the people was in the Old Testament. Our covenant is better than Joseph's covenant. Joseph is under the Old Covenant, but we're under the New Covenant. The Abrahamic Covenant, I mean, but we're under the New Covenant. And the New Covenant promised better things. And because the New Covenant promised better things, when favor is on your life and you realize you got it, you won't be holding your head down no more. You won't be thinking that you're lifting somebody else. If you know God, what? If God be for me, he's more than everything come against me, amen? And then you'll be given jobs and positions and things in life above other people because they will see something on you. They will see the glory of God on you, and you'll be given, you'll be promoted to different positions on your job, different position in life because of the favor of life. They'll be picking you out. Why did you always choose me? Favor. See, God will do that for you for serving him. That's part of some of the benefits that we have in God. You know, if you get my his benefit, if you realize you got favor, your life can be turned around tonight. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. Your life can start turning around tonight because there's something you've been wanting to do and you haven't done it yet because you're going through all the things. You think about how short you are and how long you are and how not enough, and you might have too much and all. Stop thinking like that. Just realize I'm walking in God's favor tonight. Why? The Lord God favored us because he gave us the Holy Ghost. That would be in the third John, amen. I'm just looking at going by trying to show you got favor, part of the benefits of God. God is for you. God is for you. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing now if God hadn't been for you. Amen. You just wouldn't have done it. Amen. And so realize God's favor is on your life. Notice what else. He said, everything, the keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand because the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. See, I know a lot of times they talk about prosperity, amen. But God said he'll prosper you. Amen. If you be willing and obedient, I guess Isaiah said you'll eat the good of the land, amen. But if not, you'll be damned. Amen. And so if you want to eat the good of the land, turn away from your sins. stop doing that stuff, because, you know, each time you do that, you cause God to frown on your life, because you know you ain't doing right, and he know you ain't doing right.